All right, it's the hot sheet for Tuesday, August 29, 2016. Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton in one of the latest polls coming out of Michigan, 44-43. Obamacare numbers are depressing. In many places, now there's just one option, creating a monopoly with skyrocketing prices on the way, too. And there are just 3 days left until the college football season gets real. For most of us here in Michigan, MSU gets started on Friday, U of M on Saturday. Plus, joining me in the arena, Linda Lee Tarver from the Trump campaign. She'll push back against the notion that, say, he can't get minorities on board. Sure he can. John Graham will be here to join me with a big question. Do I have the right to shop for health care? Well, do you? And Jay Wesley will be stopping in from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources to talk about Santa no longer stuffing our fish stocking here in Michigan. Plus, your phone calls on the Common Sense Hotline at 888-900-9966. Are you ready to do this? Let it rip.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And welcome to it. All right, polls showing a tightening race in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. I say this because coming up a bit later in the program, we're going to have a representative from the Suffolk polling organization that also just released a poll in Michigan. It shows the widest margin of any of the recent polls. As you may not have heard in the last couple of days, Reuters shows Donald Trump with a 1-point lead in Michigan. A brand new poll from Emerson College puts his poll numbers a little bit differently. Has Clinton leading here in Michigan by 5. And here's a surprising thing from the Emerson poll. Trump holds a 12-point lead for voters between the ages of 18 and 34. Trump leading between of young people, the millennials, by 12 points. A little bit shocking to say the least. Hey, you know what? Let's get started with that hotline. 888-900-9966 is the number. Brian checking in from Southern Michigan. Brian, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Steve. It's really great to have you back. You know, I just want to talk about Carlos Danger. He's up to his old games again, his old shenanigans again.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, the thing about these Democrats is the press will briefly report it and then it'll disappear. But, you know, you still hear about Watergate, don't you? About how awful Watergate was, about what the Republicans did, how nasty Nixon was. But it's like, holy crap, you know, I would absolutely love for the Democrats to start being held accountable.
No, you just wanted to say wiener.
It fits the whole thing.
Brian, you can
Steve.
Tell me it's all right. You just wanted to say wiener in regards to this idiot.
Well, actually, Steve, I don't like, it's kind of like nasty. It's like taking out the garbage, you know, like maggots and stuff.
Well, so, no, I get I that. Mean, but
I,
but
I
I'm
don't like
defend.
To think of Wiener in that case because it's just disgusting. It's just like Bill Clinton and a wet cigar, you know?
I'm going
like,
to defend Anthony Wiener.
You don't
want
to smoke another cigar again.
Here you go. I am going to defend Anthony Wiener. You ready? No, I'm serious now. I'm serious now. I want you to think about this. I want you boys out there, give him the benefit of the doubt on this.
All right.
I want you to think about this. Wiener. When affairs occur in marriages, there's usually two root causes: money and sexual relationships. People fight over money, and they fight over how much, you know, is going on in the bedroom. Frankly, well, the guy keeps doing this. It leads me to believe that nothing is going on in the bedroom, and if you're not getting it home, you go find it somewhere else, even on a texting machine, you know, or maybe he's just a sick idiot. But you know, the fact of the matter is, I'm guessing that, you know, Uma is not giving him much attention at home, Brian. That's just my theory. That's my entire defense of Wiener. Thanks for checking in, Brian.
Well, you, Steve, be right about that, because I was looking on the Drudge Report, and Hillary and Uma were dressed just alike. It's like they were a couple.
It's a pantsuit convention, and well, they might be. You know, the Anthony Weiner, but here's the thing. Did classified Weiner get compromised? And what I mean by that, I mean, Uma Abedin has access to very sensitive material, and all this email stuff's going on, and you wonder if Anthony Weiner, with all his indiscretions, regardless of what the root cause is, had access to classified information. And the fact is, we may never know, because they bleached, or whatever they called that, they bleached the computers in an effort to destroy all the emails, which was semi-successful, but not completely. All right, let's keep rolling down the hotline. Keith checking in Flint. Keith, welcome to it.
Thanks for taking my call, Steve. Welcome back. The left has been continuously calling for a conversation on race relations, but they only want to have a one-way conversation, and if you don't follow their narrative, then they don't want to talk about it.
You know what I really appreciate? I really appreciate the fact that Donald Trump took the bait. They keep saying, well, you won't go talk to inner city black people. You don't have the courage to. You know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Detroit and talk to a black church. How about, does that count? Donald Trump walked right into it and said, you know what? I can do that. And he will do it. And he will do it well, I predict, this coming Saturday. Go ahead.
Yes, and I agree. And so he has actually started the conversation. And it is a conversation that where he is speaking the truth about the tragedies that that plague the inner city black population. And now with this tragedy in Chicago, Dwayne Wade's cousin getting murdered, a person of renown, and that's a national personality
he's
and
a hero.
Sports figure.
Yeah, he's a hero sports figure.
Now it's in their face, and there's nothing they can do but try to react to what's really going on.
Keith, thanks for checking in. Greatly appreciate the call. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. Mike standing by in Lansing. Mike, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing great, my friend. You?
Not too bad. I had just two quick things. One, your first caller there was talking about how he wishes Democrats kind of still got the guff that Republicans get, that Watergate gets brought up, but yet I guess we're not focusing on Anthony Weiner. I guess I think there should be a difference between a president and a disgraced ex-congressman, but I guess that's just me. And the other one is, I was wondering, you've been gone a little bit, I was wondering if you could give me a summary of what Donald Trump's new position on immigration is, and what he's going to do with the illegal immigrants here in the country, because I don't think anybody knows anymore.
Well, I think that we have a pretty good idea that the immigration conversation is going to change. We'll find out more tomorrow, because we're going to give a big immigration speech tomorrow in Arizona, Mike, and I greatly appreciate you stopping in. I can say this, his position has changed some. However, his position will be far stronger than any put forth by Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, insofar as he will make sure that anybody that's been convicted of a crime, like this bus driver in Louisiana who was an illegal alien driving with no driver's license, that slammed into a fire truck with a tour bus over the weekend, killing two, including the fire chief in the parish in St. John the Baptist Parish, Louisiana. Those folks won't be here anymore. How in the world is an illegal alien with no driver's license drive a tour bus full of volunteers? You tell me that. I'll be back in a moment on the Steve Gerber Show.